Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, according to William Jefferson Clinton, the most dangerous radio host in America. I promised you that I would never let you forget what happened beginning on Sunday, February the 28th, 1993, and I meant it. You never, ever heard this on Rush Limbaugh or any other radio or television broadcast. Listen very carefully and never, ever forget it.
Early Sunday morning, February the 28th, 1993, Americans sat stunned as the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, guns blazing, raided a church known as the Branch Davidian just outside a Texas town named Waco. We were told that the State Department had learned from a foreign source that the congregation led by David Koresh was going to commit mass suicide. The source later turned up to be the head of the Australian branch of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. I broadcast an appeal to Americans asking for volunteers to travel to Waco and stand unarmed between the church and the government forces. I warned that unless stopped, the government would murder all of the church members. That same night, our station, WWCR, was burned to the ground. The government bolstered the BATF forces with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, military units including tanks and armored personnel carriers, helicopter gunships, and a military psychological warfare unit. Annie, Pooh, and I went first to South Texas to visit my parents, while members of the intelligence service tried in vain to find a pilot with a helicopter who would drop me at the front door of the church at Mount Carmel. Unable to accomplish that plan, we drove to Waco and began broadcasting from the scene. While in Waco, I saw Linda Thompson for the first time. She was standing in a parking lot, dressed in her old army fatigues, waving a rifle over her head in a vain attempt at mustering the militia. 51 days after the siege began, it ended in flames. No one really knows exactly how many people died during this period of conflict. Estimates range from 93 to over 100. The government claims to have recovered 86 bodies of men, women, including at least 17 children, from the ashes. They were, indeed, murdered. This incident has become known as the Waco Massacre, and it must never happen again. Ladies and gentlemen, today's broadcast is a rerun, which was originally aired just a little less than 4 years ago, right after the conflagration at Mount Carmel in Waco, Texas, the murder of all of those inside the church known as the Branch Davidian. Listen very carefully and never ever forget what happened in that city. After it was all over, the citizens of Waco, Texas, the good, wonderful citizens of Waco, Texas, many of them Christians, many of them called themselves good people, erected a billboard on the side of the highway, thanking the FBI and the BATF for bringing all that money to Waco, Texas.
Okay. I'm still shooting. I can hear the bullets. I have noticed. to the sheriff's office. Pick up the phone. Lieutenant Lynch, McLennan County Sheriff's Department. Pick up the phone, please. Someone pick up the phone. It's Lynch Sheriff's Department. Hello? Someone there, pick up the phone, please. Hello? Hello? Who is this? Is this Wayne? Hello, this is Lynch Sheriff's Office.
Thank you. Okay. Montgomery,
you think? No, because he never is. He's a whole loser, and I need him to help. White, are you getting the word fast?
Yeah.
for the ride.
Just wait a minute till Lieutenant Lynch gets done on the radio, okay?
Right. We're getting very antsy out there, so you might...
You there?
This idea...
You there, Wayne?
I'm here.
Okay.
They're wanting to talk. They're wanting to do what I'm doing. Everybody to pull back. What do you want me to tell? Everything's going to be fine.
I'm going to call the bell.
Pardon me?
I'm going to call the bell.
All right, just stand by so I can make...
Well, 103 is me.
Stand by. Just a second.
These are the original, authentic 911 tapes that were recorded on the 28th of February, 1993, when a force of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms raided a small church in Waco, Texas, known as the Branch Davidian. Make sure you listen closely, ladies and gentlemen, as some of this is difficult to make out. But what you've already heard should have opened your eyes, and you should know now that something is terribly wrong. Help us spread the word about our internet broadcast. When you're on the computer, send it in email to every one of your friends. On every youth group and news group and mailing list that you belong to, spread the word that you can listen to the Hour of the Time live at williamcooper.com. Please, folks, give us a hand.
Who am I speaking with?
This is David Koresh.
Okay, David.
The Notorious.
don't do that for?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm trying to establish some communication links with you.
No, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You see, you brought a bunch of guys out and you killed some of my children. We told you we wanted to talk. Oh, how come you guys try to be ATF agents? How come you try to be so big all the time?
Okay, now
there's a bunch of us dead and a bunch of you guys dead. Now that's your fault.
Okay, let's try to resolve this now. Tell me this. Now, you have casualties. How many casualties? Do you want to try to work something out? ATF is pulling back. We're trying to,
why don't you do that first?
Okay, all I'm doing is having communications. I can't give you that answer, David.
Okay. You pull your guys out, and I want to talk.
Call me at this mobile phone, and Jamie just said to tell the chief about it. So,
okay.
That's why I'm calling you.
Thank you.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
911.
Yes, this is Mark Carmel again.
Yes.
We lost connection with you again.
Okay, here he is.
Who am I speaking with?
I'm speaking with your dispatcher, okay?
Okay.
Here's Lieutenant Lynch.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Lynch.
Yes, sir.
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing? Now, where were we when you were last talking with David?
Well, what we're doing now, we're trying to, we got a ceasefire and it's pretty temporary, it looks like. And you said Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what we're trying to do, I've got Wayne on one phone, and we're having communication problems with our field units, okay? So they want to extract their wounded officer. I have offered assistance for the people that are injured inside there with you. David said that's not a problem right now, so I said, okay, we'll move on to something else, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have anybody in city that needs immediate medical attention?
Well, just a moment.
Okay. Then, what I'm trying to do is, Wayne is evidently close to the bound ATF officer. So what he wants to know is what sides are coming in. I've already told him how many are coming. So I'm trying to get them, that man removed from the field of fire. And then we can start some negotiations, okay? We can start talking about this. And I know some things.
Okay, so keep on communicating with Wayne on that, sir.
I will. All right, can you hold on to this one?
Yes.
All right, if I lose you,
okay.
Are you at 744-2770? Is that your mobile number?
Let's see. Just a moment. Here he is. Here's David.
Okay. Okay, I've got Wayne now. We're trying to get that coordinated. And the sticking point now is getting the injured officer out of there. Then we'll start, trying to talk to y'all.
Why didn't you try to talk at first?
Okay, you got me in.
You put me in charge with somebody that I'm going to be dealing with later. Put me in charge with the head to organize this.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do.
I know, you guys are very foolish.
That's what I'm trying
to do. You don't know what we have. You don't know what we'll drive.
All I'm doing is
you end up like this ATF, ETF, you guys, you're in a big network.
Okay.
And you need to call the President of the United States and explain to him what you've done.
That's right.
You ruined his country, you ruined the nation. And this is a democracy, supposedly, Republic, you know?
Okay, stand by and let me get with Wayne, and then we'll be able to do more talking. So, can you stay on the line?
Well, my battery's getting weak, so.
Okay, all right. I've got your number. I can call you back. I want to establish a link with you and some folks at ATF, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. All right. Stand by. Just a minute. Let me see if I can do that. Stand by.
Wayne's going, he's on the other line, he's upset, he said people are moving in on him, so
Wayne's upset.
Conversation is being taped, right?
the lady's down here in dispatch area is being taped.
Okay, it's being taped. Good.
Let me tell you, he is making a check now.
Okay.
He's going to see if they will let medical supplies come in. They do. The critical still are refusing any help. He said that's the critical refusing.
Okay. The critical are refusing the help. Wayne is not. Maybe we can work on him a little bit and say, look, Wayne, you know, I know that they may not be thinking right because they're injured. You need to maybe kind of think for them if they're way down.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'll get into that.
A little guilt trip there.
Yeah. Okay. He seems to be available to take that kind of guilt.
Yeah, I think he is so far.
Whenever you get any kind of argument in the background, let me know that way I can get the names down on who's arguing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You don't want any help from us. Please let us help you, Wayne. If you've got serious people, we've got medical people out here. Let's take care of them. Let's don't let someone, you know, pass and not because they didn't get help, okay?
Wayne. I'm just passing it.
Okay, okay. Talk to them, would you, Wayne? Because, you know, they need to. Do you have anybody that's really seriously wounded? How many wounded do you have? You know, so we can make some plans.
I don't know. I haven't seen them.
Okay. All right. Let's get them some help. Don't let someone lay there that needs help, okay? I'm worried about them needing some type of medical supply. Do you need anything? Are you okay? You're okay? Would you advise you're okay?
Yeah, but you would kind of realize something here.
Okay, tell me. What do I need to realize? Go ahead.
Everybody here is in danger.
That's correct. Yes, sir. That's correct.
And you and I are responsible for a lot of lives.
Okay, and so far we're doing the right thing, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
I hope, you know, you got your wounded out of there.
We did get the wounded because you worked with me. That's the only way. You and I got it done, okay? And I couldn't have done it without you, Wayne, and you know that. I appreciate that. Now what we got to do is move forward, okay? And we've got a lot of responsibility hanging on us right now. So let's make this thing work, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I will check on the medical again.
Please, because don't let someone lay there, some child or some lady that needs help that we can give to you. We'll work out a security arrangement so that there's, you know, we're not exposed and you're not exposed. But talk to Steve or talk to David or who else is there that you need to talk to?
Well, I can tell you now, they're not going to leave this property.
Nobody wants you to leave.
They don't want to leave. It's not my decision.
I understand. All right, whose decision? Is it David's decision?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Each man is making his own decision.
Okay, each man's making his own decision. That's understandable.
Some of them are dying.
No, don't let someone die.
Good night. And if you can sleep, God bless you all.
Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
And God have mercy upon our souls. Tomorrow night, part two.
Been listening to an anniversary remembrance broadcast of the Waco Massacre, the 911 tapes. Part 2 will not be tomorrow, nor will it be next week. But for quite a while now, you're going to be hearing broadcasts specifically on the criminal, unconstitutional, Nazi jackbooted thugs of the Internal Revenue Service. Right up to and including April the 15th. If you can't produce a law that was passed by Congress making you liable to file and pay the income tax and you still do it, then you're nothing but a subversive coward, and you deserve exactly what happens to you. This is the United States of America. We don't pay because someone tells us to. We pay because it's the law. I challenge you, find the law that requires you to file and pay any income tax. And if you can't do that, and you still file, you're just a miserable little sheeple coward. That's the truth. That's what you're going to be hearing on this broadcast every night from now on, up until and including April the 15th. And if you work for the IRS, you're nothing but a scum-sucking, subversive, Nazi, jack-booted Gestapo thug, preying upon your fellow Americans under the color of law, with no authority, no morals, no ethics. You are nothing. Don't miss even one episode of the Hour of the Time for the next month, folks. If you do, you're going to regret it. And help spread the news that we are now live on the Internet.
Mama done told me when I was a knee pan. My mama done told me, son, a woman of sweet talk and give it a big eye.
You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager Classic Radio, like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust, a trust organized by my children.
Now the rain's a falling, here the train a calling, who is?
My mama done told me.
Yeah, that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, who is?